From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Slate's Will Salatin is going to explain why today's Iowa caucuses often do not truly reveal which candidate is getting the most support. First, though, we're going to talk about those caucuses with NPR senior political editor Ken Rudin. He joins us from Des Moines, Iowa, where he is directing NPR's coverage of the caucuses. Ken, how are things looking there? You've got Democratic politicians hoping to get voters to back them for the party's presidential nomination, and they're finding a very close race?
Everybody's finding a close race, and that was completely unexpected, Alex, because not too long ago, a year ago, everybody saying this was Dick Gephardt's to win. Gephardt won this caucus in 1988, the first and last time he ran for president. But then the Howard Dean surge came, so everybody said, okay, it's Howard Dean's to win, and Iowa was going to launch Howard Dean to the presidency. Now, recent poll, if you believe the recent polls, and it's very hard to poll caucus voters, but anyway, if you believe the recent polls, it's a four-way race between Dean Gephardt, John Kerry of Massachusetts, and Senator John Edwards of North Carolina.
Well, of those four candidates, let's look at it this way. Who among them would have the most to gain and the most to lose in Iowa?
It seems pretty clear that Gephardt has the most to lose. One, he has predicted he's almost all but guaranteed he would win, and I think the reason he did that is because if he lost, then most observers, political pundits, things like that would write him off anyway, so he had to say he would win. He does have a reservoir of good feelings and support from his last run. He does have strong support among union members, but in my travels around the state the past week, I have not found much Gephardt sentiment. Obviously, Dean has these legions of new voters he's hoping to bring to the caucuses, and of course, Kerry and Edwards have this surge that many of the in the press are talking about, but clearly Gephardt has the most to lose. As far as the most to gain, well, I guess John Edwards has the least expectations. He has a far less organization in Iowa than the other candidates, and obviously to win a caucus, you need organization. He's not expected to do well in Iowa, in New Hampshire either. Edwards was looking at February 3rd primary, so if Edwards has a good showing in Iowa, he would have the most to gain.
Okay, well, what are their plans? You've mentioned this surge of Senator Edwards and Senator Kerry over the last three or four days. Is that their plan? I mean, is this what these guys have been working for all along, or is this serendipity?
Howard Dean had been considered, you know, the rising star, but the infighting and the ugly back and forth between Dean and Gephardt apparently has turned off many voters, and they were looking elsewhere, looking at new faces. John Kerry has a strong base of support among veterans here. The firefighters are working very hard on his behalf. Veterans are making phone calls, you know, to 20,000, 30,000 veterans. You know, we expect maybe 120,000, 125,000 Democrats to show up tonight. So if the labor unions can get out their vote, obviously whoever has the biggest push can benefit in the end.
You know, in the primaries, I always think people kind of at the last day, it's kind of relaxed. But it sounds like it's a frenzy there today.
It's an absolute frenzy, and I think a recent poll, or perhaps the Des Moines Register poll, showed that 47% of the likely caucus goers could change their minds during the caucuses tonight. Unlike a regular primary, you just go in and vote and leave. Here, this is a two-hour debate among issues with your neighbors, and there's a lot of arm-twisting that goes on, so it's very possible that people can go in for candidate X and leave voting for candidate Y.
Let me ask you about two candidates who are not there. Senator Lieberman of Connecticut, retired General Wesley Clark, they both skipped the caucuses. How do they get away with that?
Well, perhaps the same way that, well, first of all, their decisions clearly made sense. Joe Lieberman's views were not popular in Iowa. He was for the war. His views on trade are different than what you hear here in Iowa. And Wesley Clark got in the race so late that he doesn't have the organizational strength that you need to compete in Iowa. Now, as we learned with John McCain in 2000, John McCain skipped Iowa, went to New Hampshire, and won big over George W. Bush. Wesley Clark's hoping to repeat that strategy. He was never going to be competitive in Iowa. He got here too late. And he seems to have the whole state to himself. So, but of course, once today is over, all the candidates immediately flee to New Hampshire. John Kerry has a 7 a.m. Eastern Time rally in Manchester, New Hampshire. So Clark and Lieberman did have the state all to themselves, but they won't after tonight.
NPR senior political editor Ken Rudin in Des Moines. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Alex.